Hi, I'm Ann Candelo. Please join Alan Claverstrom, Gary McBride, Ray Wentz, and me and others for Present Edge every Monday night from 10 to 12. The Present Edge explores the leading edge of contemporary classical music, avant-garde, and experimental sounds. If you enjoy contemporary music or want to know when to find us on KGNU, The Present Edge on Monday nights is from 10 to 12 is a good place. Thanks for listening, and see you on the air.
Time is 8:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to go back to a series that we started, golly, at least a year ago, maybe even a little bit longer ago. And I've sort of been trying to assemble pieces and parts of it as we went along. We are now into part five of this. It's called Same Name, Different Rag. And over the years, there have been rags written under this name, these names, and they don't bear any relationship to each other. Excuse me. So anyway, it's going to be fun to listen to those and just listen to the tent, to how they turn out. So let's just delve right into it. We're going to start with a rag written in 1910 by George W. Meyer. It's called Chinatown Rag. And then right after that, we're going to play a piece by George Foley, written in 1973, called Chinatown Rag. And you can compare the two and make your own judgment on that. We'll start with Terry Waldo. Thank you. right, two back-to-back, each one named Chinatown Rag. First, George W. Meyer from 1910, and then George Foley from 1973. Terry Waldo played the first one, and George Foley played his own composition there right after that. Okay, well, we'll move on to a piece called Dixie Kisses. E. Clinton Keithley, whom I know nothing about, wrote this in 1909, and we have a version tonight by Dave Wright. And then Phil Oman wrote this piece, or actually recorded it in 1919, and Frederick Hodges will bring us that one. So we'll start right off with our first version of Dixie Kisses. Here is Dave Wright.
Thank you.
right. Dixie Kisses by Clinton Keithley, played by Dave Wright, and then followed that up with Dixie Kisses by Phil Oman, played by Frederick Hodges. The first one was definitely a rag from the beginning of the 20th century, and the second one was definitely a novelty piano piece, sharing the same name. Who knew? Moving on in our program this evening called Same Name, Different Rag, Part 5, we come to a name called Everybody's Rag. And the first version of Everybody's Rag is from 1909, written by Dan Goldsmith and Robert Sharp, and actually published in Denver back in 1909. That will be brought to us by the Queen City Ragtime Ensemble, which consisted at this time of Hank Troy on piano, Maury Walker on banjo, Marl Shanahan on drums, and, oh golly, Bill Clark, Bill Clark on tuba. It's a terrible thing when a mind goes. The second version of Everybody's Rag, totally different piece, same name, written in 1968 by Dave Jason, New York City ragtimer, and the co-author of the book Rags and Ragtime. Dave Jason and Trevor Tichenor wrote that, and that's sort of been the Bible that has guided me over the years with all sorts of wonderful information in it. Dave Jason will play his own rag when we get to his version of Everybody's Rag, but here we go with the Queen City Ragtime Ensemble. Thank you. All right. Everybody's Rag. Started that out with the Queen City Ragtime Ensemble playing the version written by Dan Goldsmith and Robert Sharp. And then we finished it up with Dave Jason playing his own tune called Everybody's Rag. I should have mentioned that that was part of a series that he wrote. He started with Raymond's Rag, that's his son, then Dave's Rag, Susan's Rag, that's his wife, Quindo's Rag, I don't know who that was, and then we had Everybody's Rag, which we just heard, and that was followed up by Nobody's Rag. So a little series there by Dave Jason. Okay, well, let's get on to our next title, which is Feedin' the Kitty. And we'll start with George L. Cobb's piece, Feedin' the Kitty, from 1919. And we'll get Frederick Hodges back for an encore. And then we'll follow that up with Roy Bargy's composition, Feedin' the Kitty, from 1924. And that'll be played by the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra. And it might possibly be a piano solo, but I think it's an orchestra solo. Anyway, let's move on and listen to Frederick Hodges bringing us Feedin' the Kitty. Thank you. Well, two different versions, or two different pieces, I should say. I keep saying versions, but it really isn't that. It's two different pieces with the same name. Feedin' the Kitty by George L. Cobb led it off with Frederick Hodges on piano, and that was followed by Feedin' the Kitty by Roy Bargy, played by the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra. Well, we have a pair of tickets to give away, which we will do a little bit later in the program, but I just thought I would mention that. So you might be listening up. We're going to move on now to the name Fine and Dandy. And the first version, or first, I keep doing that. The first composition called Fine and Dandy was written by Charles L. Johnson in 1908, a great folk ragtimer. And it's not that well known, so I added it to my collection very late in the game. And we have a version by a little trio out of the San Francisco area called the Ragtime Skedaddlers, or String Trio. And then we will follow it up with a piece written by Eric Marchese, a contemporary composer from Southern California. I don't have a date on this, but it too is called Fine and Dandy, and it will be played by a quartet, two couples playing together, Petra and Bob Sullivan, and Robin Drevon and Steve Drevon. They call themselves the Sullivans and the Drevons. So here's the first composition of Fine and Dandy. Here are the Ragtime Skedaddlers. Thank you. right. Fine and Dandy, two separate compositions sharing the same name. The first one by Charles L. Johnson, played by the Ragtime Skedaddlers. The second by Eric Marchese, played by the Sullivans and Dravons. Okay, now we're going to play three in a row this time. And while we're doing that, we're going to be doing a ticket giveaway. So let's talk about the ticket first. We have a pair of tickets, guest lists at the door, to Peter Yarrow, Peter Pups, and Music on August 18th in Boulder. We ask that you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days and that you can make it to the show. And we will be taking the third caller for these tickets. Once again, the show name is Peter Yarrow, Peter Pups, and Music. It will be held at the Canine Welfare Center, 1128 Pine Street in Boulder. And the show description says Peter Yarrow from the iconic group of Peter, Paul, and Mary brings an evening of musical enjoyment to every heart that loves music and every heart that loves dogs. Peter understands the inhumane suffering mill-breeding dogs endure during their lifetime of living in cages, producing millions of puppies for pet stores and internet sales. Canine Welfare is excited to have Peter's help in telling this particular story. So once again, a pair of tickets to Peter Yarrow, Peter Pups, and Music, August 18th. At Canine Welfare, 1128 Pine Street, Boulder, Colorado, 80302. And we'll take the third caller after the music starts, please, but let me at least tell you what the music is. We've got three pieces here with Fluffy Ruffles in the name. The first one written in 1907 by Duane Crabb, called Fluffy Ruffles, played by Tom Breyer. The second one, written in 1919 by George Hamilton Green, a great xylophone player, called Fluffy Ruffles, and it will be played by a xylophone group called Nexus. And then we're going to end up with a piece that's a little bit different called Fluffy Ruffle Girls, written by Marion Davis in 1908 and played by Virginia Eskin. So having said all of that, once again, we will give this pair of tickets to Peter Pups, Peter, what did I say it was now? Peter Yarrow, Peter Pups, and Music. To the third caller at this only number, please, 303-442-4242, after the music starts, please. Thank you for calling. We have a winner. Thank you. Sorry about that. Got carried away there. I was busy giving away that ticket. We're not going to play this last Fluffy Ruffle Girls because we're pretty much short on time, but we did play Fluffy Ruffles by Tom Breyer and Fluffy Ruffles by Nexus. Let's move to our last composition. This is Glad Rag from 1910, written by J. Baudewald Lamp, played by Trevor Tichenor. And then we have Glad Rag from 1967, written by William Bolcom and played by John Murphy.
Thank you.
All right. Two versions of Glad Rag, one by Trevor Tichenor and one by John Murphy. Well, we're out of time. Thanks very much for joining us this evening on Same Name, Different Rag, Part 5. This is Jack Rummel saying hope you'll join us again on another Thursday evening for some more recorded ragtime. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
And a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. It's a special request night. I had a request.